Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is enjoying the 6th Annual Strasburg Bull Bash in Strasburg, North Dakota. A town of under 500, it is the home of Lawrence Welk. He was born in 1903 and was really very popular in a television series featuring waltzes and polka and different kind of music. His show started with bubbles on stage, and it was very popular. Well, the Bull Bash here in Strasburg hosted, I would say, about 3,000 people in two performances on a Saturday and Sunday afternoon in August. Beautiful days. The weather was perfect. Bailey Pro Rodeo brought the Bucking Bulls. We had 29 compete on Saturday. Sunday afternoon, 36 cowboys compete, and then a top 8 back in the championship round. Very entertaining. A good clown from Florida. All the ingredients were here. It takes a man with a vision to consider doing something like this. Our man is Mr. Derek Keller from right here in Strasburg. Hello, Derek. How are you doing today?
Doing pretty good, Randy. How about yourself?
It's all right. Well, first of all, congratulations on a successful event.
Oh, yeah. It was a good turnout. Nice, beautiful weather. It was nice and cool. No rain, so that really helped.
I understand that you started riding bulls as a youngster, and the Lord's path took you to producing this. Tell us your story.
Yeah, Strasburg, they used to put on rodeos years ago, and they still do to this day, and there's a PRCA rodeo, and we always watched them. And as a little kid, I was like, I want to do this with just bulls someday, and that's what we started 6 years ago, and it's been a really good turnout. The crowd really loves it. Couldn't do it without the sponsors. Elite Hag Solutions, big sponsor, and all the other sponsors from the big ones all the way down to the little ones. Without them, you couldn't do it.
What have you learned over the past 6 years in this business?
It can be tricky. We started in COVID, so what it really falls back to is your sponsors. If you can't have the sponsors and you can't get the money there, you ain't gonna get the riders. And we've been fortunate to, well, like you said, 29 riders and 12 to the short round Saturday, and we had 36 today with 8 to the short round, and then we had the mini bulls. So it's really a performance. You can't go in North Dakota really anywhere, or even South Dakota, to see an open bull riding with 30 plus bull riders.
And $15,000 added, again, thanks to your sponsors. But I mean, people probably don't realize the many details that are involved in producing a sports entertainment event.
Oh, that's for sure. I mean, from the get-go of starting, it was a process, but to today, it's a lot easier kind of having the connections and the contacts. But there's still a lot behind that goes on that nobody sees. And without my family, too, there's no way this would ever happen. So,
well, you're an interesting young man to me. You're only 28 years old, so when you started this, you were 22 or so. You're successful, self-made. From what I've seen, you dabble in livestock feeding business, grain, hauling. Tell us a little bit about your business success.
Well, there's always been curves, just like everybody else, but it's come together in the last few years, and really fortunate that way.
I think that there's a lot more to it. You're a modest man, a good man, and you treat everyone equal. I don't care who they are. I've watched you, and what are some of the keys to your success, and what have you learned in business that you can share with us if we wanted to be successful?
Well, when you fall, you got to get back up and reach out to resources that you think might not be there, and they're always there for you. And when you have a lot of good friends and family, they're always there to back you up on an opinion or a question, and you always got somebody to lean on.
What goals have you set for yourself going forward?
Try to make next year always better and make yourself better and keep on going even if it gets tough.
Derek, you've seen a lot of successful people and you are successful yourself in and out of business. What can you share with any of us listening, something that you have learned that might help us out?
It's your little ones. Without the little ones, you don't have anything in this generation, from bull riding to respect and everything. So like that's the big one we do with mini bulls is let them little kids come up and ride. Even if they didn't plan on riding tonight, they can sign up and ride because they look up to everybody else. They look up to me, to you, and everyone else here, and it starts them because it gives them a purpose and they can continue on with life. And it's just little factors like that that you might not realize, but that little boy will be sleeping in smiles for who knows how long, and you can keep on trucking that way of helping the little ones out to keep on moving forward.
Very well stated. That's words of our champion, Derek Keller, the producer and the very successful 6th annual Strasburg Bull Bash in Strasburg, North Dakota, USA. Derek, thank you for all that you do for this community, our sport. God bless you, partner.
All right, thank you, Randy. Funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.